Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Black Reporter.
That theme just reminded me
of times when I used to work in a radio station, and you used to get there like 10 minutes before your shift started. And by the time you had to go to the bathroom, get something to drink and everything else, you were just getting in your seat just as it was time to get started.
I'm laying here, my head hung, dozing on. Hey, everybody, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I'm your host, The Crush Heart.
And I am the co-host, Black Reporter.
And before we get anything started, those that are listening to the show right now, and if you do not see a chat over the lower half of your page, just press F5. Or refresh your page, and the chat room will pop up, and I'm in the chat room right now. Tonight's calling number, 805-830-8320. And, Black Reporter, how was your weekend?
It was good. I found out that, through a friend of mine, that we down here in South Louisiana, we are going through highs in the 60s and lows in the mid-30s, while friends of mine up in Buffalo and up there in your neck of the woods are like a little bit warmer. What's the temperature right now in New York City?
I don't know.
Well, let's just say we're experiencing our first cold weather of the season. People are putting on heaters and wearing coats and everything like that. So, but I heard through a good grapevine that y'all, I think there's a storm headed for y'all. So, buckle down and everything.
Yeah, I haven't checked the weather. So I really don't know. We did have that freak snowstorm sort of thing happen in October. But tis the season, you know.
Although I did hear that it was snowing in Atlanta today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
that's
snow
right.
As far south as Tennessee and northern Mississippi, so.
So yeah.
Anyway.
We are here today, folks.
It was a rather eventful day.
Really?
Well, I mean, an eventful day in Newsland, I should say. And that's kind of where I've kind of grabbed today, you know, our topics for tonight with your permission, Crush. I thought that we would pull our topics tonight from the two major headlines of the day. During, I don't know which order we're going to do these, we'll decide as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
But, or we can mix them up.
Black Reporter, your phone is crackling up. What did you say?
It's breaking up.
Yeah. Or your phone is breaking up. Damn phone. Gotta get on Skype, man.
Well,
before we get into that, just want to say, it's all right. Before we get into that, just want to say what's up to Lady Slugger, who joined us in the chat room tonight, and shout out to all our usual suspects. My Thanksgiving was swell. Yeah. My Thanksgiving was swell. Had an awesome time. You know, my friend cooked. She made all the goodies. She ended up making like 8 sweet potato pies. Because she bought the big potatoes. She bought the huge potatoes. So she ended up making like 8 sweet potato pies. But it was all good. We had a real nice time. We laid back, ate. I watched cartoons online, you know. And just chilled. Really enjoyed my Thanksgiving. Thanks, reporter.
Did I hear you make some sweet potato pies?
Yeah, you did. Thank you for asking. At this moment, I would like to introduce our homeboy from Trenton, New Jersey. What's up, Bless Child?
What's going on? What's going on, yo? What's going on?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How was your Thanksgiving, Bless?
Thanks, man. It was good, man. It was good, man. Get back, watch the football games, 8.
Did you have cool?
Huh?
Did you help cook?
Nah.
Figure that.
Nah, she would have asked me, but it's all day, but she's not a person when she cooks, she don't want me in the kitchen, so I just chill out. Plus.
Okay. Right. Alright, don't get in my way, I got this type moment.
Women in my family are the same way.
Huh?
Yeah, get out of my way. I'm the one who's cooking.
Yeah, when she cook, I'm on child duty.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. You're holding down the fort. Okay. Also, we want to bring in our good friend from Columbus, Ohio. What's up, John?
What's up? How's your Thanksgiving, everybody?
Good evening, John.
How was your Thanksgiving, John?
Awesome, man. Just chilled and watched the football games. I'm blessed that I was around for one more Thanksgiving. You never know what can happen.
Okay.
Never know.
Yeah. That's what's up. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Go on Fancy Radio with us tonight. As Black Reporter mentioned earlier, we're taking our topics for tonight straight out of the headlines. I guess we could start more with the King of Pop.
Michael Jackson.
Black Reporter, you know more on it. Why don't you go ahead and start?
Hello.
Go ahead, Black Reporter. His phone sucks, don't it? All right, so Black Reporter was telling us that the doctor in the Michael Jackson case was found guilty, and he was sentenced, I guess, because of overcrowding. He was sentenced to 2 years.
Somebody's phone's messing up.
Black Reporter disappeared on me again. Okay. He can give us more insight on the trial. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
Well, first of all, people who watched the trial were captivated. That's the word I'm looking for. Captivated by the judge, who you could see it in his face. If he could, he would have thrown the book at the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he brought up several different things, like he made doctors look scummy, like
mm-hmm.
everything's about a dollar,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom line with a lot of people was, okay, he was doing this for $100,000 a month. Is that what the going price was? $100,000 a month he was getting paid. And I guess if you were getting $100,000 a month to do whatever I told you to do,
right?
If he wanted the medicine, he should have got the medicine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because of the fact that the California prison system is overcrowded as it is.
Mm-hmm.
He did sentence him for the 4 years in prison, and unfortunately, that's the top sentence that he could have gotten.
Oh,
because
okay.
of that. What was that?
It's 4 years. Okay, good.
Yeah, because that because of the overcrowding in the prison systems, the most he would probably spend is 2 years. But I have a friend of mine who says he won't spend 2 years in prison
mm-hmm.
because he won't live that long. Someone's
mm-hmm.
going to kill him in prison. They feel that someone's going to kill him in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the man who took away Michael Jackson.
Right. Right. Involuntary. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter.
My point on that, I would have charged him as being dumb, but at the same time, manslaughter, now Mike killed himself, man. Mike's a grown-ass man. People don't realize that. Mike's a grown-ass man. If he didn't take that money, somebody else was going to take it. Regardless, that's Mike.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he took it, you know. It's true. You could say Michael Jackson is a grown-ass man, he was addicted to these powerful drugs. And I feel like, you know, he didn't have that support system, you know, like everybody else. You know, he didn't have the family and the friends to tell him, you know, that's not good or don't do that. And, you know, and this a medical professional, you know what I mean?
What's
like,
so sad
can I just finish my sentence, Black Reporter? All right, on that note, we're going to bring in the 225. Hey, girl.
Hi.
What's up, Lady C? How you doing, Lady C?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Okay.
Lady C is going to be involved in our second hour because she was the one who brought up our other topic to me. And you want to mention it real quick, Lady C?
No, because she was saying something before you cut off. Gee whiz, Black Reporter. What you were saying, Black Reporter? I mean, Lady C, before Black Reporter cut you off?
I'm sorry, I'm late.
It's not funny, Lady C. It's not funny. It's not.
It's not funny.
We got John moaning in the phone, and we got Black Reporter cutting us off. It is not funny.
John moaning in the phone. John, who that with you?
No, it wasn't.
None. He hear your voice. You know how he get. You know how he get when you get on the phone.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay. Go ahead, Lady C. We're going to let Lady C speak.
Okay, so did they give him time?
Right, they gave him 4 years as max as they could. They gave him 4 years, and they said, you know, because of overcrowding or whatever, he could be out in two. I get it, but I don't get it. You know, like, this is major. This wasn't, you know, this was something very major. Yes, you know, I understand where Bless is coming from, where Michael Jackson is responsible. He is a grown-ass man. He does make the decisions, and he does pay, you know, he did pay for this to happen. But at the same time, these weren't lightweight drugs. This wasn't given an overdose of aspirin. These are drugs. These were serious, serious drugs. You know, people were not understanding, you know, the seriousness of these drugs. And I think all of this right here is just a pile of crap. honestly.
So it's like saying, I'm going to charge a drug dealer on the block for the death of a celebrity. And that celebrity needs that drug to keep him performing.
Right.
Can I say something real quick? The doctor was just the last man in a chain of actors in Michael Jackson's life.
Mm.
He just happened to be the last line in the chain, and he was the one who got caught.
Mm. With the doctor, with Conrad, is I do agree you need to get time. Don't get it twisted. I definitely agree with that. Because as a doctor, what you did, no matter how much money you got, you sold yourself out to the devil. You sold your soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel me? But at the same time, the death, yes, you're gonna be accountable for that, but at the same time, let's keep it real. Mike, you done did it to yourself. Doctor, he done did it to himself because this would be steady. You know better than that.
But then, aren't we blaming the victim?
Huh?
Aren't we blaming the victim?
I think so in a way. I don't know. I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I love the situation, but his mental was so complex. You know what I mean? Like, this is a man that had nobody in his life to tell him, no, not that way. You know what I'm saying? Nobody in his adult life was basically on his side. You know what I mean?
I feel like this is a man
that was doing it by himself. And he didn't have nobody on his side to tell him, no, not that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying blame the victim, but I do feel sorry for the victim.
Yeah, he had two strong people. He had his mom, and he had his sister Janet. Besides his brothers, he pushed his brothers away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I go back to the movie. I gotta make an appointment. See my own brother. He pushed him away.
He didn't have a childhood. He was pushed into adult status at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
He got pushed into that. He lost a lot, and it became him against the world.
Right.
And
right.
So, yes, to a degree, it is his fault, but he had to deal with it. Took what he could to build what he had. And
right.
There are people in this life who go through that, they just never get famous. If you push to the point where you can no longer be a child and you have to find something to help you deal with what you missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened, his choice was prescription drugs. He couldn't rest, trying to sleep. He always wanted his daddy. The thing probably was his mind moved so fast, he wanted to shut it down. It's the hardest thing to rest. It comes with being a writer, a musician, anything that makes your mind is constantly going. And sometimes you can find, I know, Crush, you can understand that too. Sometimes just to shut down because you have show ideas, you have this idea, and sometimes your brain, you just want to tell your brain to stop.
Right, right.
So that's where he was trying to stop his brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what caused the problem. He didn't know what other way to just say.
He didn't know what
rest.
Other way, right?
Yeah.
Then he has three kids and always thinking, always going. And this man was a musical genius. Like, we can't dispute that. This man was a musical genius.
Icon.
You know, music icon, genius, whatever. But this man has created so much. He's contributed so much. You know, he felt so much. And just looking at his life story and just understanding his childhood, you know, you also got to look at his
childhood. What childhood?
You also have to look at the social aspect of everything. You know, at the same time, this man was being an outcast. So, yeah, he may have Janet, and he may have his mom, but at the same time, did he really have him? We don't know that.
You gotta realize.
Were they really in his life like we think they were? You know, were they really for him the way we think they were? You know, yeah. When was the last time she seen
that.
Him? You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time Janet seen us? You know, when was the last time his mom seen us? Mm-hmm. You know, they probably talked on the phone for like 5 minutes, but because this man is always doing this and always doing that and always giving, like, there was nobody there to let him know, like, no, Michael, you know, that was really truly for him, you know?
I feel you. I feel you on that, dog. Nah, because we all go through that, man. But we can't blame our past. We can't blame the past, man. You gotta look into the future. That's like you said. I grew up. Me and my sister grew up in abusive. Not me. See, my mom get beat up by my dad. My dad. So I'm growing up on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare check going up. At the same time, I am a musician. But, you know, some people had a different. I had a different. I took the way of life as I thought the way of life is that, look, I want to do things better than my dad. You hear me? I want to be better than him. Yes, sometimes. Sometimes it gets to you because you wish you had that mom and dad like everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Yes, man. It's like walking to the club, man. Walking to a black family that lives in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Crush.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
yeah.
Like I said, I blame it up on why he was like that. I blame it on his pop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I blame his mom. Yes, his mom was there for him because his mom loved her.
Right.
I blame his mom for allowing all that to go down.
Right. But you know, also, hold on, Black Reporters. You know, also
okay.
That came to mind was. You know, this man had all this money, but this man didn't have any help. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have any
support.
Yeah, he didn't have that support, whether it be confiding in someone, therapy, or anything like that. This man didn't have the time to do, you know, to sit down and just hash this out, you know, rationalize this with somebody. This is what I feel though. You know, I mean, he may have done it, he may have it, but from the fact that I know and just the like you said, Bless, being in a situation and like, you know, I was a strain for my family and I had to learn when it was time to let my family back in that I had help. I had built a support system. I had people that I was able to hash things out with, and they didn't. So I had to work, you know, into you know, holding myself back and my feelings down and make sure that it was comfortable with them. And he, you know, being who he was, you know what I mean? You know, life being on trial 24/7, you know, and people already judging him and already making up their mind about him and, you know, everything else under the sun. But I understand. What are you going to say, Black Reporter?
I was going to ask you a question. And what is your, and I know this is totally off the subject, but you in conversation just now, you guys brought up an interesting thing when you talked about the mind rate, the mind being busy, and a million and one things going through your mind at the same time, and that's the thing with most musicians and everything. What is your position on Adderall?
On that alone, it happens. Like me personally, I hold my stress in my head, and it doesn't necessarily. It could be anything. It could be the fact that my bill is 4 days late. I hold that stress in my head. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then I'm walking around and I'm trying to balance my emotions. And you walk around. It's like it's there, and sometimes you don't realize it's there. And you know your stress level goes up, your pressure goes up, your head starts hurting. You know, and it's real painful headaches. It's not
all this
noise around me. This is like migraine headaches. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know, so just imagine somebody who has creative, you know, and artistic as Michael Jackson, who's always, and then, you know, you got to also look at what he believes in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was a Jehovah's Witness, and, you know, sometimes they don't believe in taking that additional thing. But at the same time, you know, he had to have his milk. That's what he called it. But last night there was a question brought up on the news. Actually, it was tied in with a story saying that at least I think, I'm not sure if it's nationwide or here in Louisiana or whatever, but they said that there's a shortage of Adderall for ADHD patients, for ADD patients and everything like that. And should Adderall be as easy to get as it is? And that, you know, that brought up what the station has, what they call a rant. And it got a lot of responses about, you know, that's a prescribe Adderall too much. You know, they don't prescribe it enough. They prescribe it to the wrong people and everything. I mean, they went the whole gamut with this and everything. So, and filled their mailbox. I was just curious to find out.
But, you know, at the same time, I look at this and I feel like it was lightweight. I really do feel like this was taken lightweight because from, you know, the seriousness of everybody describing, this is a drug that should have been monitored, you know, that the doctor was using. This anesthesia, let's put it that way, it was an anesthesia, and it normally should have been monitored by 4 or 5 doctors.
Right.
This
exactly.
is something, you know
Don't
what I mean? This is
a
powerful
procedure.
That is supposed to be in a hospital. Right. This is a powerful.
Given via IV.
This wasn't even ibuprofen. This wasn't 2 pills every 4 hours. This wasn't an overdose on Tylenol or Advil, something we got over the counter. This was an anesthesia. Right.
Okay.
This was an anesthesia. And this is something that's used and monitored by 4 or 5 doctors, you know, if he was going to use it. You know, somebody look at his stats, somebody take care of his heart, somebody take care of his pressure.
So something you need to be admitted to the hospital for.
Right.
Okay. And another thing is, yes, I think he should do time. Another thing is, I think the drugs that he got it from, doctors above him got it from, they should be on trial too.
Right. Whoever, yeah, because it was. Was it illegal to get that?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, as much as they, okay, you got to think back to the trial. I mean, if you follow the trial, it ain't like the time and everything. They talked about how much of the stuff the doctor had ordered. And it was way above. I mean, it sounded like something you would order for a hospital,
Damn.
Not for one patient.
So they had
it
no
sounded
idea
like something you would.
One guy.
Yeah, they had
the
no idea it was for one patient.
My sad part about it is, only why he's on trial is he's a black doctor. Yes, I think he's been time. The white doctor, this is probably where he went. That's what probably went that far.
Well, actually, who needs to do time is the pharmacist. Unless they went pharmacy shopping. Huh?
Go ahead.
Maybe they went pharmacy shopping, which a lot of people do. And if they went pharmacy shopping, every single pharmacy that filled a prescription for the doctor, for Dr. Murray, should be on trial, should have the license yanked.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything else.
What y'all say,
I mean,
it makes a little sense, but think about it. Every time that happens, because they use that also, he could have been saying he was doing plastic surgery. And they have these little plastic surgery places popping up, and they put the people to sleep. And, yes, they have on record where he bought it at, but they don't ask you what you're using it for. You have a doctor's license. You have the right code. Okay, but they should be held accountable if they see that he bought too much from one place. That I understand. And not saying, do you have a hospital? Are you working at a hospital or what? That they maybe should have asked questions about. But to say what
they never did, did they?
I don't think he did.
He had all the rights.
Don't make no sense, huh?
They asked no questions because he was paying out.
Yeah.
Right. When you get so much, when you get so much at a certain pharmacy like that, yes, it's supposed to raise a question. Why you needed so much for my sports? Yeah, he was paying them.
Was Michael his only patient?
Go ahead, Lady C. Was Michael his only patient?
No, he had
other patients. For $100,000 a month? I think he was.
No, he wasn't. This man ran his own private business. That's not true.
Well,
this man ran his own private business.
But he hadn't been at that clinic in Fourth Ward in Houston for I don't know how long.
But
I know where his clinic is in Houston.
But he had his own office. He had an office with his state.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The office that's in Houston. Those people haven't seen him in months. People haven't seen him in months. They came to his defense when he was on trial and everything, said how great he was a doctor then and everything because he was their doctor. But they hadn't seen him in months.
Okay,
and these are truly poor people in the midst of the Houston ghetto.
Okay, so let's jump ahead real quick and let's get to the judge set a hearing for January 23rd to decide on the prosecution request that Murray be ordered to pay the Jackson estate and his children more than $100 million in restitution for the wage and profits laws as provided under California Victims Bill of Rights laws.
I've only got one question.
Okay, go ahead, because you want to cut my grass.
Where the fuck is he going to find $100 million from?
He was a celebrity doctor. What are you talking about where he's going to find $100 million from? Do you think this man is poor? Are you serious?
No, but I don't think he's that rich either. You know how much you got to pay them lawyers?
I understand that, but this man is not poor. You get what I'm saying? This man does have millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Right, this man does have millions of dollars.
Okay. This man
made $1 million in 2 months just by giving before Jackson died. He made over $1 million. And we know that he has other patients and other clientele. You know, and we know this man has been a doctor for well more than how long? You know what I mean? So this man has a nice nutshell, you know what I mean? That's it, you know?
To bring up a good question, when this fool gets out of prison, will he be able to get his license again?
John, he's not getting out of prison. Somebody's going to kill him in prison.
They're not going to put him with the rest of the inmates.
But I do believe that he is not no longer, you know, to be charged with manslaughter. I think he no longer can keep his life, actually.
And
he said he's going to kill himself.
No, I don't think he's going to kill himself. I think somebody's going to kill him.
I don't know if it's true. That's what he said.
But the thing is, it's not up to the judge whether he can. The judge has no control over whether he keeps his license or not. But you know, the state of Texas and the state of where else do you practice? State of California.
AMA not going to let him have it. Mm-hmm.
Well, AMA is going Yankee too.
Yeah.
They're not going to give his license back.
Nope.
All right, folks, we got some other people on the line right now with their hands up in the air. We got 347-731. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. State your name and where you from.
Big Chef from Brooklyn.
Happy Chevy baby from
Boston.
Oh my.
Now y'all was talking about Poker Zone, and I actually have a story about it. Actually, I actually had it done. I actually got it because I had my third epidural this year.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got it done, once I woke up, doctor said it took me a while to revive me. It took him a while to revive me. I'm thinking like, what? I asked him what, 4 or 5 times. He was like, nah, 20 times. I'm like, what the fuck? So I think Poker Zone should be outlawed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That stuff is,
that's 20 times you're trying to revive somebody and shit, and, you know, Michael Jackson knew what he was doing. Poker Zone is no joke, trust me. I wouldn't, don't, that should be outlawed. I tried it, it puts you to sleep nice, but times to revive somebody is not a good look, and nobody knows who you at. It's really not.
Yeah, it's not cute at all.
It puts you that deep.
But I also realized all the surgery that he had done to him, your immune system shut down quicker.
Yeah.
I'm a big dude, and it took me like 20 times to revive me. Look at little Michael Jackson. That should be outlawed, straight up. I tried it, wouldn't recommend it. That's my two piece in y'all conversation.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, bro.
Right. Thank you for calling, Chevy.
All right, Fudge. I'm going to hit you up later.
Chevy's my
friend. All right, good night, y'all.
He's my baby daddy, everybody.
He's your baby daddy.
Oh, he is?
Word, I am. Word? I ain't know that.
Is that so?
Word up.
We got to talk about it.
I felt like,
yeah, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about that, like,
we
later
gotta
tonight.
Talk about that. Right, we got to talk about that. I just want to let everybody
know. Yeah, but anyway, everybody have a good night, you know, and hope
you
that
bro.
Goes, no, good.
Hey, we're going
later. All right.
Bye, Sugar Love.
Bye. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh man.
That's a shame, Crush. You just put your man out on the carpet like that.
I had to pick on Chevy, baby. From the 414-760.
Oh my Lord.
Damn,
what
for
it,
real? Oh my Lord.
What it do?
Hi.
Do, nay, nay.
No, Black
Porter,
I ain't even going to talk to you today because you talking about some, oh, my Lord. Hey, everybody else, my name is Black Porter.
I thought you wasn't going to talk to me because of last night. Oops,
hey,
did I say that?
I don't know nothing about last night. The Saints, my Saints. So
uh-huh.
If you're talking about the Saints, that's my Saints. Even though they got rid of Reggie Bush, they're still my dudes. I picked them. So I don't know what you talking about.
Oh, except when they play in the Packers.
I'm a hometown girl.
Thank you.
What? Do you think I'm gonna go against my team? Aaron Rodgers is the man. What? You crazy?
We can take care of that later on.
I thought the Lions was gonna beat the Packers on Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving was sweet.
Okay. Ooh, Renee.
That's
sweet, huh?
Yes, my team is still undefeated. What?
All right.
Okay. All you haters out there.
So first off, let me get out there and say that I am sorry. Renee for last Tuesday. It was very rude and we made her feel very uncomfortable, and she ended up hanging up early because people was being rude. I'm not going to name no names, not going to point fingers, but people was being rude and cutting her off. And she couldn't get her point across, and it just made her frustrated, and she ended up hanging, and I felt really bad because I didn't do a better job at facilitating the conversation. So I really do apologize on my behalf.
Renee, and I apologize also.
I mean, it's all good. I have a low tolerance for that because I think it's very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Some people is okay with that, but
mm-hmm.
if you ever want to push my buttons, that will do.
Right.
Next to messing with my kids, cut me off while I'm talking. I can't. That's a pet peeve of mine. So I'm saying it's all good. So I mean, me, you talked about it, so that's all that matters to me.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay, so we're talking about the Michael Jackson case. The dynamics of it. You know, what are your thoughts on it in general? You know, when you hear about the verdict, he got 4 years.
Big person, because I work in the medical field. I'm going to school for the medical field. He knew what he was doing. Michael Jackson knew what he was doing. You can't take that much medication and not know. And just speaking from being on meth, because for my headaches, you tell me so much. That's why doctors prescribe it the way that they do. But Michael Jackson knew what he was doing. Did he deserve 4 years? He actually deserves more.
In
my opinion.
I believe that too.
So he, to me, you know, he didn't get enough time. No, he's not going to ever be able to practice medicine again. He finally, when they convicted him, his medical license went out the window. He will never be able to, in no state, be able to practice medicine. The AMA don't play that. His license is gone out the window.
Renee.
Yes.
Is there any gumption to the fact that what my homeboy said, that somebody's going to take care of him in prison because it was Michael Jackson?
Because it was Michael Jackson, yeah, because you got some serious diehard Michael Jackson fans. And to know that this is the same man that ultimately killed him, they have no choice but to put him in solitary confinement. Because if you put him in population, he's dead in 48 hours.
Oh, thank you.
That quick, huh?
Yes. We're talking about Michael Jackson here.
We're talking about Michael, man.
Right.
When they try to convict him on the child, you see all those people that was out there to support him. You see, what? It's Michael. Like, this is like a music, like John said, this is a music icon.
Wow.
All right, folks. In other news, we love Michael. May he rest in peace. If one got TV down, can you turn it? TV down. Can you?
Yeah,
TV
I'm going.
Down,
yeah, man.
Turn it down. All right.
I'm going in another room. Y'all called me while I was in the middle of cooking.
All right. So, in other news, Lady C, you wanted to bring something to the table with us. What you got for us, Ma?
I can't think of his name now. You know, the
Herman
Cain. What's his name?
Herman Cain.
Yeah. You know, he had, five women have popped up?
He now has five women.
Now five. The last one, four of them was supposed to be sexual harassment. And the fifth one, a 13-year, she said love affair, he said he was just a good friend. So, boy, you know...
Good friend.
Did he think he was going to get away?
Yeah.
Easing
it, all
this was going to stay out.
Say that again. Your phone was breaking up. We have a lot of noise. What you say now?
I said, did he think that this would not come out with all that's going on? Anything to pull somebody down? You know, four women said sexual harassment, and one said we had a 13-year love affair.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that's a good friend.
You know, I think some people think they don't think. I really do believe that. Like you said,
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
You're not running for a student body president. You know what I mean? You're running for presidential candidate. And for you to have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five women come up against you, and you know they dig in your past. If they didn't come up, somebody was going to find them anyway. You know what I mean? Like, they dig up, people dig this stuff up on people. You know what I mean? Like, if they didn't say something, somebody was going to find them anyway. And so for them to sit there and you know, him to put himself out there like that, to make himself a target. Like, you literally made yourself a target. I really do feel like he felt his shit no sense.
Right.
And you see, normally they blame us for it, us being the media, because I am a reporter. But the thing is, these women saw what was happening. They saw one woman come out. And mm-hmm. the other one said, well, maybe I should come out and, you know, I'll keep my identity secret. The
mm-hmm.
first three kept their identity secret. The fourth the fourth one said, oh, hell no. They need to see my face and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then another mm-hmm. one said, you can see my face too.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Thank you, man.
People start finding out who they were anyway.
Man,
They had a court agreement
that women, that's why I was so proud for the Lord, they had a court that women can't talk on it. But when he started speaking on it, he could speak on it, we could speak on it.
So yeah. Don't come here with that holier than thou attitude.
It's like this. When you running for president, if you got any skeletons in your closet, you need not run for president. Because somebody's
right.
going to investigate and find out any and
everything
that they can, so you mm-hmm. won't be the president. The Republicans don't want another black man in office.
Right.
Look
right.
at what all they tried to dig up on Obama. Just look at the whole birth certificate thing. Come on now, his birth certificate.
I mean, not even 1 week into this presidency, the House leader?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Senate leader said, we will do everything within our power to make President Obama a one-term president.
And because not only pulling out his past.
Right. And then I was going to say, not only that, but is just look at the fact that is this man capable? You know what I mean? Like now you got the donors, you got everybody, the Republicans itself, looking at everything about this man. And now, just the fact that even if one, even if two, even if three people was, if three women came out, my question is, are you even capable? Are you serious? You know what I mean? Like, I don't take you serious.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, now you're in the lane with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Walk in the politics, man. That's all it is.
I would vote for Al Sharpton now quicker than I vote for Jesse Jackson or Irwin King.
Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton starting to make a little sense.
But at the end of the day,
I won't vote for none of them.
But at the end of the day, this is a black man.
Yep. It's so true.
This is a black man, and this doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all. This is just like, it's like another notch. You know, to me, it's just like another notch, another letdown for the black community. We try so hard to progress, but this is another one of the black leaders, and you know, it's just like this is what we portray. You know
right.
what I mean? And you know, at the end of the day, these people represent our community in that arena. You know,
same thing, because he don't represent all communities.
No, he doesn't. I didn't say he represents all communities. I said he represents our community in that arena. He does represent all communities in that arena. When it comes to politics, he is actually somebody that represents us as the black people. When they see him, they will see black. I'm sorry. You know, if we want to be realistic about, you know, he doesn't represent me, or he doesn't represent me. At the end of the day, he does represent you. The same way that Martin Luther King represented you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know he had his issues. You know, but I believe his politics and his behavior outweighed his personal issues. This man doesn't have that, you know?
Right. Well, since Martin Luther King days, slavery, we got a term from that. House niggas.
Say that again?
Girl, we got a term for that. House niggas.
We're talking about getting rid of affirmative action.
For what? You talking about getting rid of that? How much has black people struggled now? You talking about getting rid of that for what? You helping us?
I don't care what they're going to get into that, because everybody got their own opinion. and that's a show for another day. Believe me. That
yep.
is a show. I'm a nip it in the bud right now. I hear what you're saying, and I see you, Bless. But from right now, we're going to nip that part in the bud. That's a question for another day.
I do have a statement, though.
Go ahead.
Herman Cain has come out with several statements on YouTube. And they asked him a question one time where he just seemed totally, totally, totally lost. Like he had no clue as to what was the first thing to say on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what the topic was.
Oh.
And Exactly. As if we were really sad about that. But still, you know, he looked like he was totally, totally lost. You know,
but
I mean, it's not like, huh?
I mean, if you go on in this arena, you're supposed to learn what they're going to present to you. Be able to at least make sense somehow. Even if you don't know what it is, don't just get, like, bewildered. You got to roll with the punches.
And that's exactly what he was. Bewildered. That's exactly what he was. Bewildered.
But now that you say that, Lady C, it got my mind tumbling right now. Hold on, I'm going to hold my thought. And we're going to bring in the 917. 917, how you is? Welcome to Fall Fantasy Radio. State your name and where you're from.
Well, my name is Brick, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Pastor.
What's up, Pastor Brick? Happy Thanksgiving to you. How was your holiday?
It was good. How was yours?
It was fulfilling.
Very good.
Good evening, Pastor Brick.
Good evening, Black Reporter. How are you?
I'm good, my dear. I'm good.
Okay.
Good. Very
Pastor
good.
Pastor Brick, you are inside the Beltway. Tell us what you think.
Well, what I think about what Mr. Cain, that's who you were just talking about?
Right. You were just talking about the Herman Cain situation.
I think that this man has is just he's a disgrace. He's really a disgrace. And I think that, you know what, you can get your point across without having to, you know, see, it's the typical, you know, Negro mentality to feel that you have to step on other blacks to prove that you're not pro-black, you know. But yet again, you don't have to do that. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like he feels like, okay, I don't want anybody to come in and, you know, make everything work for black folks. So I'm going to, you know, step on the black folk, insult them so that, you know, I can be embraced by the white folks. Okay. This man, listen, he ain't doing nothing new under the sun that any of these other politicians ain't already done. Okay. But the thing about
I don't
want to
bring this up again.
But the thing about this man is that, come on, all of these women are coming forward saying this, and he's trying to brush it off. Then they got the nerve to sit up here on CNN, see a CNN alert. He's letting them know, I'm going to give you a heads up. There's going to be a woman. She's going to say some stuff about me, y'all, but don't believe it. So what are you giving everybody the heads up? You know, you're getting them ready for the firestorm. So you're saying, okay, well, listen, just in case somebody comes start talking about me, I'm telling you right now it's fake. Anybody come up to anyone and say something like that, you're going to be like, okay, well, why are you coming to me telling me this now? He knew this woman was going to come up. Phone records don't lie. Okay, emails, all that other stuff don't lie. Now he's sitting up here, I don't know which way we're going to go. Now he want to sit up here and hum a Negro spiritual. Get the hell out of here. I ain't
right.
confident. And now he want to sit up here and rally black folks now.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You done shit on us and disrespected us and called us lazy and all sorts of other nonsense. And now you sit up here, I don't know what we're going to do. This our darkest hour, y'all. Don't come up here and pull your black card now. Now you want everybody to rally around and say, I'm being railroaded because I'm black. No, you can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? He is riding the fence like I don't know what. It is sickening. Okay? Now all of a sudden the race card is going to be thrown down now? Why? Because Newt Gingrich and Romney and all them other people you thought were embracing you, they don't give a damn about you. They laughing at him. They are laughing at him, and so am I. So am I. I find it laughable.
That's what I said. That's my point.
Real quick.
What I want to know is who put the battery in this man's back to begin with? You know you have all these skeletons in your closet, and they're not buried so deep. Who in the hell put the battery in this man's back to think that he was even going to go anywhere? Like, how did he get
this
far?
Let me tell you. You know why? Because, see, a nigga never think they're going to get caught. Now, do that. Niggas never think they're going to get caught.
Successful businessman.
Okay.
He
thought that they were going to sit up there and just, oh, as long as, you know, if it's going to be a black one, let it be a black one we put up in there so that, you know, we know that our interests will remain safe. I mean, come on. This man got all the gumption, had all the people attaboying him on his back, thinking that he, you know, okay, finally I done come out the fields and I'm in the house. But little does he know, he's in the house to serve. You ain't in the house to, you know, to sit out and with the guests. You are in there as entertainment. He's not going to put on tap shoes and dance in front of all the Republicans because they don't see him as nothing but just a Negro. That's all they see him as. He's not intelligent. He's not articulate. He doesn't know his politics. He doesn't know foreign policy. This man has no knowledge of anything. Okay? All he can say is, yeah, well, I got a successful chain of pizzerias, a black man on the pizzerias. Don't get me started on that shit. What?
Republicans push his buttons because he's black. They need somebody to take the tits of them badging Obama. So if we go, if we support a black candidate going for president, that's gonna show the world that we're not racist.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that stupid.
At the same time, like he said, he's a guinea pig.
But the situation is, what do you get when you ride the fence? What you get is a sore butt.
And that's what he got right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they knew that he would be, they wanted to put up a black man, so if we couldn't do Obama, let's put somebody up and we're going to pull, you know, they knew what was in his car. And they went over and he said, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then the stuff started coming out. Just when they thought he might get a little somewhere, let's pull him out. Go ahead, you're going to say something. Oh, I don't want anybody to know who I am.
I agree. And Republicans, they're pissed off. Because you know why? Because some Democrats that sat there and pulled all this shit on this man, the Republicans didn't want it to blow up just yet. They wanted to get his ass in that White House, get him a white vice president in there with him. Once he gets in there, all of a sudden, bitches would have started coming out the woodwork.
He's going to be
impeached. I did this. You see what I'm saying?
He'd be impeached.
And he would be impeached, and the white man would take
the role. Right, the actual candidate would take president. Right.
Yep.
Right.
But the Democrats discovered that shit way before when.
Right.
Well,
Yeah.
That's right.
It is what it is.
Crazy situation. Oh, we are approaching the top of the hour. How time flies when you're having a nice conversation. Thank you to everybody that's on the phone right now. We got John from Columbus, Ohio. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We got Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey. We got Renee Nae from Milwaukee. And we also got Pastor Brick from Brooklyn, New York. And we are talking about current events. Right now we're talking about Herman Cain. Before we talked about Michael Jackson and the whole doctor issue. We have our co-host, Black Reporter, who wants to interrupt everybody. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
And just to remind you, you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio right here. You can join us by calling 805-830-8320. That is 805-830-8320. And once again, here's my co-host, Ms. LaCrush Hearts.
Co-host? Really? No.
Well, the main host. I'm sorry.
The super.
We are co-hosts together. Come on now.
No, we're not. No. Nah, I'm just playing. something else. Anyway, we are talking about Herman Cain. Okay, so there's a situation going on in New York City right now that I want to bring up. There's a situation in New York City right now where we have about 20 students who have come forward and have admitted to the SAT.
Ah, yes.
The SAT and ACT for other students. Students have paid students and players, regular students and regular players of, you know, in their fraternity,
yeah.
You know, they paid somebody to take the SAT for them.
Yep.
It was 5 test takers and 15 players have been charged in a standardized testing scandal that spans across Long Island. So they kind of didn't have a test taker who received a 1710 on an SAT exam. He took it for another student, and he surrendered on Monday at 7 a.m. Another pair who paid, who identified, identity is concealed. You know, they're going to do it because of the children. You know, they're all minors, mostly, are underage. So
because they're white.
That's true.
Right.
They do it exactly. You got talent. You got talent. This group gonna do what they gotta do to get you in that school.
These are not.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Like this is crazy because these kids are not stupid at all. Like we have, they can get a, like on an ACT exam. You get 36 points. Got people that have a 29 and 28. Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Out of 2,400, they have another one
that's the SAT.
Who receives a 1920 on the SAT. Like, out of 2,400, a 1920, that's like, it's, I don't know. Like, what do y'all think? Like, this is just another, you know.
Well, I got a 23 on my ACT.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 23 on my ACT, mm-hmm. And it did me pretty good. But
mm-hmm.
yet, that's still not good enough for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But as an athlete, you got to have a certain thing just to qualify for that program.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
that
is,
program, they're not in the program.
Well, yeah, but the thing is I went to a Catholic high school. What I came out with, 21, is way above average.
Mm-hmm.
That's considered to be high age.
Oh.
And granted, that was back in the 70s.
Okay, more arrests are possible. They are charged with scheming to defraud in the first degree. Criminal impersonation in the second degree and falsifying business records in the first degree. That's what they charge with.
Which one of those is the hardest? A lot of these kids are actually students.
Huh?
I'm just wondering, which one of those would be the harder, would have the hardest penalty? I'm thinking, but in my personal idea, I'm thinking that the falsification of identity would be the one that would be the hardest.
Black reporter, how do you remember what you made on your ACT? You're 6 years old. You remember what you made on your ACT?
Yes, I do.
What did you graduate in your class? What was your rank in your class when you graduated? Your rank in your class when you graduated?
I graduated 6.
Out of how many?
Out of 43.
Oh, okay.
And I could have graduated higher. I just didn't take physics.
And I was 63 out of 65. Okay, now that we got that all out the way.
63 out of 69.
Now we got that all out of the way.
Damn, Crush.
Look, still my show.
Damn, Crush. Oh, there's your humor break, folks.
My SAT scores was that, too.
Ha, ha, ha.
They graduated. What
about
you,
Daisy? I was ranked 12 out of 200 and something.
Wow.
I ain't take it.
I took both of them.
You took both? They only offer the SAT.
I ain't know about that till like 3 years after high school.
Yeah.
I took the SAT. I got like a one.
One.
I got 200 beside my name.
No.
Yeah, that is true. You do get 200 beside your name.
I remember probably like 12. But who cares?
What?
What the hell?
Why would you bring up memories?
Oh my God.
What torture? What's wrong with you people? Why would you open old wounds? It was the perfect time to talk now.
Cannot take standardized tests, and that's what they're relying on to teach our kids these days is standardized testing.
Right.
But the sad part about it is, half the athletes they can't because for the whole, if you a star in high school, junior high, high school, they don't want you focus. All they want you to focus on football or basketball or baseball, whatever. Whatever sports you win, that's all they want you to focus on. That's why you got what I meant. Go to school right now. Half the athletes are dumb as hell. You can look at the athletes right now. Half of them are dumb as hell.
He ain't lying.
Okay, so the Tulane, is that Tulane University? Is that how it's pronounced?
What about Tulane?
Huh?
Yes.
What about Tulane?
Right.
Yes.
Well, it was a student from Tulane University in New Orleans earned a 31 on the ACT exam for one student.
Yeah.
Indiana University in Bloomington received a 1920 out of 2400 on the SAT exam he took for another student. And there was a test taker who was arrested on the 27th of September.
How'd they find out? Did somebody narc or what?
He was on the Emory University. You know, they put in a full investigation and they probably put out there.
But yeah, Tulane, you gotta have the best in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get into Tulane.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did. He had a 31 out of fucking 36.
Yeah, if you got 31 out of 36, you get into Tulane. Tulane is considered to be the best,
like these
the best university
students,
in the state.
These are college students. University of New York, Stony Brook, they earned 29 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
They said the highest score, I guess they're going to compare to, was a 36. So,
I can see that.
Why?
I can see that happening.
So I can realize when one scandal get exposed, I don't care what school you're with, one scandal gets exposed, anybody else start looking at the other, like you said, the investigation, they start looking at other colleges.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
part of going. This has been going on for years. Years and years.
Mm-hmm.
So you just happen to get caught, right?
The sad part is, smart kids are going to get pulled. They're going to be questioned if they're really smart. They're going to be questioned whether they did it or someone else did it for them. You know?
Right. Well, they also look at, you know, how was this child's grades was, and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't...
It's like if something doesn't match up.
Right. That's a, the suspicion.
Well, they would have pulled my grades, because, see, my grades didn't match up with my test. Because my counselor said, what were you doing during school? I say, enjoying life. But I passed the test. I was very high on the test.
Can I ask
well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to change the subject. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear that answer. Go ahead, Crush.
What answer? I was going to change the subject. What is something like
that?
Okay. I thought you were going to ask Lady C something, but I got mine because, and I'm proud to say this, somebody put their foot in my butt and got me to work my ass off during my senior year. That person was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she put her foot in my butt and said, you can get some scholarships if you work your butt off. And that's how I went from being a B student to being in the top six in my class and to have such a high score on the ACT, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fast clown.
I was too. I was a class clown. I was everything. I would make my shoes squeak in the middle of class. I would call my teacher.
I
would
be
cutting
noise.
And
it sounded like the bell.
I'll go into the chat.
I'll
go to all the empty classrooms
people.
And write Bob on the wall on the board and walk. I would
Bob
was it right? I would write Bob was here. They called me like what a Bob. Everybody was Bob in high school. I don't know. Bob was like my imaginary friend in high school because everybody was Bob. At first it was Reagan, and then it turned into Bob.
Bobbing.
Bob.
Now, Lady C won't mention who we know that's Bob, but we won't mention Bob.
Everything was Bob. And then, like Black Reporter, my senior year, I did a project, actually. That was the first way to be, you know. I did a project where my art teacher put me on the committee, me, her. Actually, just me and her. We actually organized for AIDS Day at our school for the actual panels from the world from the AIDS quilt, the people that died from HIV, they're on these big panels and stuff. We actually had panels come to our school, you know, and our gym, and we had like a whole presentation the whole week. And, you know, I had people come in, you know, from doctors and all types of things talking about HIV and AIDS and giving out condoms at Catholic type of high school. Right, so that's what made it a big deal. Like, I missed half of my classes, but I made up for it with this art project. And that's what actually gave me that, to actually graduate and get a diploma. I did it! Woo!
That will do it. That will do it.
That was my senior project. So. And, you know, it was cool. And don't forget summer school.
Hell
no. The best time of the year.
best class of summer school.
Best time of the year. Not for me. I always got into a fight.
Why am I not surprised?
I always got into a fight in summer school. I got down to the stairs, pushed another girl down the stairs.
Wait. Were you the one starting the fights?
Actually, I wasn't this time. I can honestly say, and so too, I wasn't. I was not starting the fight, but I was a big mouth. I'm not even going to front on that. I did have a big mouth and big tooth.
Can we trust that? Can we trust that statement, folks?
Yeah. Well, I did have a big mouth and I did have a big attitude, so you know, I wasn't gonna let nobody bully me because I was a Catholic school either. So.
There you go.
Right, they thought that we was in school down the block, you know, Catholic school, that we was pimps, and it wasn't gonna roll like that. You know, I didn't care what what career I was from. That was funny.
Rick, you might be quiet over there. Do we lose you?
No,
Rick?
I'm still here.
Oh,
okay.
Still
okay.
Here.
You might be quiet. We're just wondering.
No, y'all was talking about high school. I was just thinking back to high school.
That's all. As we are sharing our high school experiences now.
High school sucked.
High school was wicked. Absolutely.
High school was what?
Just imagine a class of 300 and some nine students that are all female. Oh.
Yeah. Well, now wait a minute, Crush.
Huh?
Remember, I went to an all boys school.
Oh. Yeah, but y'all don't get y'all period.
Thank you.
You gotta know that. I mean, oh boy, like you would not walk to the maxi pad up to the door with blood on it. Like
I've heard about that from
right.
The girls at Mount Carmel.
Right, this is stuff that happens. You know, like our bathroom. You would think our bathroom would be the cleanest bathroom ever, right?
No.
I don't know how. I would never, ever want to be a janitor at an all girls school.
Hell to the no.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do it. Nope. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to be a principal at a girls all girls school. And then you know, the girls they get trained, they have to go to another program. They're not necessarily supposed to stay in the school. They actually encouraged them to go to another program.
But Crush, these are Catholic girls, my dear.
Right.
So the fuck what?
These are New York City girls, my dear. Like, these are not, you know, these are definitely like first.
Look, I'm a graduate of a Catholic high school, so I can easily say that. I know what you're going through.
Brooklyn girls first
before they Catholic.
What school was this? St. Joseph's? Shut up. Why you gotta talk about that school like that? Come on.
That was St. Joseph's?
Why you gotta be yelling at my school like that?
Yeah. Yo, that school had mad holes in it.
The girls were crazy. If it wasn't that, they were fighting outside like animals.
Literally about to bust her head open in the middle of the mall.
Okay, so me as the model band that I am had to really tackle him.
As in football tackle?
Like, I mean, straight, I was fighting this dude for this chick. Like, I really was not the egg of honor. I was more of a protector. Like, honestly, I would do that. We was in school. We go to the stores. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one telling them to go to school time. Even though I was a mess in school, I was really the one trying to not do that. I wasn't trying to be the thing. Like, you know, we'd be downstairs at lunch, and they blowing up these girls' phones, and I'm calling them, telling them about themselves, like, nigga, your little ass cucumber, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I'm the one sitting up there cursing these dudes out when they didn't want to curse them out. Like, I was a real mama bear. I was a big old mama bear. I know, right? So I was too busy doing that.
Rick, where'd you go to school?
I went to school, Boys and Girls High School.
My brother was there.
That school was like a jail. We didn't get to go out. We didn't get to do shit. And it was like...
They remodeled that. Right. They remodeled that so-called reinvented that school.
Yo, but it was some shit going on in the school when I was in there. The biggest problem they had was lesbians turning out other girls in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a big problem. It was like these band of Spanish girls, right? And they would get you in the bathroom. Like, if you was the only one in the bathroom, they was in there. Oh, they was going to eat you out. They was going to hold you against the wall and take it. So they were turning girls out. That's what they did.
I was like, okay.
They said turn it out. But
that's something.
That's rape. That's not turning out. That's called rape.
But that's something you would expect down the street.
What, at the girls' college? At the girls' high school?
Something like that, yeah.
No, it wasn't even like that, no.
No, because sometimes we're boy crazy at that school.
Everybody in the school undercover lesbos.
Is that
normal?
Literally out there with the Spanish girl.
Right.
Spanish girls was always out there with tape that.
We was undercover lesbos and bisexuals. We wasn't all,
we was undercover. All the Spanish girls, they were just out there with sharing lipstick and kissing in the hallways and shit. Spanish girls always show what they was.
Mm-hmm.
But the black girls, no, it was an undercover nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The little kid made that shit. See, when little kid came out, we was in high school, then she made lesbianism cool. Then you started seeing more of the shit coming out. Because all of a sudden, little Kim says, I have to kiss a girl and shit. So, you had girls doing this stuff for guys, and they would do all this to get guys' attention and shit. You know, guys picking their pimps, telling two girls to kiss. They would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was just, I guess, the sign of the time, shit. What was going down back then? Now, these girls kiss each other too damn much for me. I don't know, all this greeting each other. Crush, when the hell did you ever greet your friends with a hug and a kiss in high school? You just like, hey, what's up? When they see him now, hey, he giving hugs and kisses. I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't used to all that shit coming from no kid.
I'm going to hell. I cut masks.
Of course.
Going to hell.
Of course. When you come down, yeah, you're going straight to hell.
We're going to church, and we have to go to church. Church is down a block around the corner. As we going to church, me and like five friends, we dipping into the church station, and we waiting for everybody to get to church, and then we going downtown. Then downtown wanted to get bold on us and say, if you're under a certain age, you can't come into the stores until 3 o'clock or 2:30. Right, for a certain time. Like, y'all
bogus. When did they start that? Because let me tell you, we used to cut in Macy's.
They started that new, my junior year, like 98.
You could cut in Macy's all day long.
Right.
You could literally get lost in Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go in the bedding department and stay there all day. Right in the bedding department. Nobody would say nothing. You can cut Macy's all day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used to hustle and get some dude to buy us lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to cut. You know, you can always find one idiot to buy you lunch or whatever.
Oh.
It was always these old perverted men, you know, who just wanted to just look at us and, you know, all this other shit like that. You know, come sit on my lap for a cheeseburger. You know, shit like that.
Damn. I've learned a lot tonight.
I know, right? We end up taking a conversation reminiscing
about
old...
Seriously, they used to be like, just put your hand on my leg right here and I can eat
some. Right, right. I don't know what's in. No, sir. No.
And you walk up, you like, all right,
I
stand
have,
and get
I
my $20.
Try to scam me out of jewelry. This guy came
they
up
tried to what?
Scam me out of jewelry. I had a, I had spent my allowance, and I bought a name chain, right? So for my birthday, I got the chain. So I'm rocking it. You know, I'm rocking it on the outside. You know, this is my name plate. This man walks up to me. He tells me I'm the most beautiful thing he ever seen, and that's the most beautiful chain he ever seen. And he wants me to take off my chain, give it to him, so he can keep it afraid. Right.
That's some dumb shit.
And I was like, really, sir? And me and him was going back and forth. I'm like, why are you trying to beat me in my head? He's like, I'm not trying to beat you in your head. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the day, he snatched it off my neck and ran away. But that's neither here nor there.
What eventually happened?
Right. He ended up snatching it off my neck and ran away.
Yeah.
He ran away. I wasn't going to run after him. So be it. Like, so be
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, $200 change.
Man, I think every female has gotten, like, robbed at least once of their jewelry in New York. I think at least once.
But
everybody got taken.
Just the fact that he came up with this story, you know what I mean? Like, just the fact that he came up with this whole elaborate plan for me to just take it off and give it up. Like,
to give it to him.
Right.
He just like,
had
time for this
like,
shit.
Like, and they were.
Not today.
I called my. I'm like, you took my chain, snatched it off my neck. Come home right now. Like, why are you mad at me?
Remember, they was yoking people off the bus. Like, as soon as you get on the bus, they were like, reach up and snatch it. People be getting yoked up on the bus and stuff, screaming. I was like, yo, they were relentless. Guys, I'm telling you, I've had earrings where I haven't had them snatched. This guy was going to snatch them off my ear. I said, please, I'll take them off and give it to you. Let me rip up my earlobe. Yeah, let me give it to you.
Not that serious.
Do not snatch my earrings off my ear, huh?
Right.
Hell no, I was like, please, though, I'm going to give them to you. I gave them the shit. Don't snatch them off my ear.
So I came into my womanhood in my junior year because my uniform changed. My uniform, like the colors alternate, and my uniform happened to be a blue uniform, which happens to go with the MTA colors. So every day somebody's approaching me or trying to holler at me because they think I work for MTA. Crazy.
Okay, I got a question for the room. Who actually did something sexual in a school?
In a what?
In a school. Why
in
school? Yeah.
Well, that knocks me and Crush out because we went to all single sex schools.
They don't knock you out. Back before, this is your time to come clean.
Huh?
I was trying to give you an opening, Black Reporter.
An opening for what?
Time to come clean. For you to come clean and admit the burning desire that you had 20 years ago.
No. That was in college.
You denied it for way too long, Black Reporter. Heard. And you shall be free. Come on, one late night, you and Johnny was studying.
Ain't nothing like that happened.
Y'all decided to order pizza and beer. You had one too many
like
beers
that
night, remember?
Ain't nothing like
so,
that happened.
Y'all was studying logarithms.
Oh, I hate logarithms.
So he leaned over your shoulder to show you
what
he made the same.
What are you doing?
And y'all had a moment. You got the chalkboard on your neck.
Scratch that, Pastor Rick. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get him to admit.
Scratch that. He had a moment.
Come on. Everyone has had that moment.
No, I did not have that moment.
You've never had a homosexual moment. Never.
No.
He has in college. Wait, hold on now, Black Reporter. You done confessed. You have had a homosexual moment.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hell no.
Now, wait a minute.
If you're talking about the situation where
your pee
I made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
You made a mistake?
Yes, you made a mistake.
Whoa, you had a crying game moment?
Huh?
Did you have a crying game moment?
Yes, I did have a crying game moment.
Oh,
like
what?
About Rick,
let's hear it.
You haven't heard this one yet?
No, what
this
happened?
This is when I was living in Houston, and I went to a club like about 3 o'clock in the morning. DJ at one club, we closed at 2, and a partner of mine invited me to another club, and little did I know that this was. Let's just say a mixed club, and I'm dancing with who I think is a full-figured sister, and until we get in the truck, and bingo, no thank you.
What did you find out?
That she's a he-she?
Yeah. Was it before or after?
It was before. It's like I kicked it out the truck.
So how did you find out it just revealed itself?
Well, when I reached down there, yeah.
You actually touched it.
Unfortunately, yes.
Ooh.
And
wow.
I was none too happy.
Did you beat his ass?
I wanted to. But he ran. He ran too fast for me to catch up with him. I just drove away.
Yeah, Black Reporter did sword fight me. Okay.
Mind you, this is when I was in my 20s, and I was living in Houston. So,
wow. Okay.
If anybody knows Houston, this is the one place you want to stay away from is lions and gents.
And bears.
In Fifth Ward.
The lions and bears.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Comedian Patrice O'Neill dies.
Wow.
I was just watching the show. Who was he? He was on MTV. He would be on MTV doing the MTV. That show where they do what is it called? Where they do that back to the 80s thing.
Is that age showing? Where you forgetting everything? Is that age showing?
I forgot where he was. He looked familiar.
Right, he did a song, I think. But he'd be on that show. What do you like? Back to the 80s. You know when they do those type of shows.
on MTV.
Okay. Oh, stuff video. Like that.
Right.
When he was talking about things from the '80s.
Right. He okay. was a comedian and
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah. And,
I was shocked when I found out that Shaq got married.
Oh, he did?
Shaquille O'Neal married that hoop chick. I was like, what? You know what? Can we talk about that for a second?
No, for real, just real quick. No.
I just want to say that Shaquille O'Neal, you know, had a good black woman. And she sat up there and pushed out five of his big, gigantic-ass children. And now he done walked in there who he with. Now he with some single chick. Now, you know, I mean, all I want to say is, you know, mama's baby, daddy's maybe shit. That's all I got to say. That's why, you know, I had pushed out a whole bunch of kids for no man.
It wouldn't be a normal evening if Brick didn't dog on a man
right.
somewhere.
Bachelor of damn man, that's right. This is what I do. To know me is to know that I have a deep, seething loathing for men that, you know, get with sisters, bog them down with babies, and bounce. I got a big problem with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with that, too.
I got a problem with that. You know, and now you're going with this shit. And his ass didn't make a sign of prenup. So you know what? I really hope she takes this ass to the bank. Because first of all, she ain't got no talent.
As soon as she gets pregnant, she will.
She gonna take his ass to the bank.
As soon as she gets pregnant, she will. You know that's all it is.
Like she ain't got enough gigantic ass. Since we done opened up that can,
can we really talk about the Kim Kardashian show real quick? Why are they really trying to portray this man to be such a horrible person? Why are they trying to do that to that poor man? He was the worst person in the world. So can we really do anybody else see that?
No, who's the worst one is that asshole that's married to the other sister. He's
mm-hmm.
an ass.
Well, we knew he was an ass.
Why are they doing this to that poor man?
Right, we knew
that
from the beginning he was an ass, but now he's such a most horrible person. He says the most horrible things. He's so insensitive. He's this, he's that.
Oh, because of her toe or some shit? You know, that's not my pedicure. I was like, yo, what the hell is she talking about?
Mm.
So look at the whole toe is messed up. The whole toe is messed up. I was like, and did you see when she broke on him because she dropped her earring in the ocean when he threw her in playfully? Her earring came out, and she got out the ocean all mad at his ass, went near to her mother and started crying.
Mm.
I said, yo, then this nigga dives in the ocean, finds the earring by some miracle, now she's all jumping all over him, saying, thank you, I love you. These are some superficial bitches, I swear.
Mm. Thank you very much. So, at the end of the day, Chris, Humphrey, you ain't missing nothing like that. That was a
shit.
Right, like you need to get out of that. But they really trying to. You seen the intro they did for that show? They really just edited all the negative shit he said or he done. They really trying to make this man out to be to be something he's not. I really do believe that.
Yeah,
you know what he reminds me of. Their relationship is kind of like reminiscent of like the Beast. And you have the beauty, you know how the Beast is like, he can't convey how he feels about her, and he just feels awkward. I mean, he's big as I don't know what. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he probably is not as articulate as he would like to be, but she's so slick with her mouth, I'm surprised he can take one of them side thin hands and smack the shit out of her. He should just take one of them big-ass banana hands and just, like, mush her right in her big face. I just feel sympathy for those Kardashians. I really did, but now, you know what? Whatever that bitch gets, she deserves. I hope she get back with Reggie Bush. He's dog her ass out some more, and she really end up hurt. Because this is a good man who just wants to love this woman. And because what? He ain't out there, he ain't all into the glamour, and he just want to sit home and watch TV and be with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He got a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's corn fed, he come from a good family, And then he wants to sit up here. He ain't glamorous enough for her.
He's not black enough
just for her.
Let's get it that way. He's not black enough for her.
Well,
that's what it
I'm going to just say this. If y'all see my ass on the news, you know why, because I've been tweeting that bitch some threats.
Damn, Brick.
You know I'm a hater. Listen, I am a hater. I'm like, listen, I'm like, you know what? You wouldn't know a good man if ever. Well, shit, she wouldn't know. She wouldn't know a good man.
Oh, right. It's crazy to me. This man is so negative towards you. He makes you feel so worthless. He makes you feel this. He makes you feel that. But yet, you married him. If it was really about love, Kim, you can't fool us with these antics you're pulling on this show. You really can't.
It's about nigga dick. Okay, mm-hmm. It's about her getting some black tool. That's all it is. She mm-hmm. wants some red. She's been twisted up by all these black dudes. Then she gonna settle down and marry this white one. He probably not as rough, fight or bully him, smack her like Ray J and all the rest of them do. That way he's boring.
She only did it.
He probably make love to. She only
did it because of Khloé and
she wanted to get
Courtney.
Married.
She wanted to get
but
married.
See, the difference
she wanted
is,
to get. Next thing you know, she's gonna end up pregnant.
Yeah, but see, she wants to be like her sisters. She
right.
wants to stand out. Yet she wants to be like her sisters. Okay.
Right.
Courtney
right.
is big boned as she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody considers Courtney to be like, you know, Fiona from Shrek and shit. But you
mm-hmm.
know what? She got that big black dude and he love her. I think he knocked her up too. Ain't she pregnant?
Yeah.
So, and mm-hmm. she's going to have a little black baby. Something Kim Kardashian has always wanted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
A little
mm-hmm.
Negro baby in the family. So
mm-hmm.
now she's going to get it before she does. She figures, who the hell is Fat Khloé to get it before me? This is what she's thinking in her mind now. My other sister got one. She got one. And you heard her crying.
She got the marriage.
I'm 30. I'm
Courtney,
supposed to be married.
Right. Courtney got the marriage. What is it? Courtney got the baby and Cleo got the marriage. Both of
yeah.
those things she wanted, you know. And
yeah.
and now it comes to the point where she would do. And also ratings. You know, at the end of the day, this was a business transaction. You know,
uh-huh.
she spent $10 million, made $8 million back.
Yep.
At the end of the day, all this was a business transaction.
She wanted her little brown baby.
But,
if I was
Chris Humphrey, I would have took that bitch to court. I really would have.
I think he is suing her, isn't he?
I really would have took that bitch to court, and I would have stopped him from using all likes of me on that shit.
Yep.
I wish she could have
yep.
done that. All likes of, you know, put me on that show at all.
Yep.
I wish she really could
have. I'm sure as hell would have did it, too.
Because now trying to make the man get out, and I'm sure it's far away. All of a sudden, now she's such an abused woman. He abused her so much.
He was so horrible to her.
It's bananas.
She uh-huh. that chick ain't never going to find no happiness because of what she did to that man. She ain't never going to find peace now because
mm-hmm.
there was no reason for her to do that shit to him. Okay, he didn't do a damn thing to her. Bent over backwards to please this shit.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably the one that was hitting around for a wedding. Like, come on. We got to hurry up and get married. Come on, I'm
mm-hmm.
turning 30. We got to hurry up. Yo, she is a bitch. So, I really don't see it for she deserves.
I just wanted to get out for my sister.
I really hope she gets what she deserves.
Hi, everybody. Black Report, where you at?
I'm here.
Oh.
I'm letting y'all take over.
Lady C, you still with us?
Huh?
Lady C, you still there? Bless, you still with us?
Yeah.
Bless is sweet.
We just letting y'all just get after it.
No, I just was really upset about that. I'm sorry if I took over.
Right.
I shut up now.
That's what we had to
do. I just don't like to hear you, you know, get used up. You know, that's just ridiculous.
Well, we've got 10 minutes left in the show, folks.
Is that blonde guy who won Dance with the Stars? I just want to know that.
Huh?
What's that?
The guy who got the soldier. Did he win Dance with the Stars?
I
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the middle school guy, yes, he did.
Yeah, oh, okay, good. Okay, I was with you. Okay.
DJ Martinez.
Yeah. Good, I'm glad he
was. I thought it was JR.
It could have been JR.
Okay.
I made a mistake.
It
could have been
soldier.
JR Martinez, yeah. But it was a brother.
I ain't want Richie Lake to win.
Okay, folks, we're going to the end of our program. I want to thank everybody for calling in and showing us love. We had a very... what's the word I'm looking for? Eccentric show tonight. we talked about current events. We went down every lane and we came back to reality.
I mean, we went all over the house tonight.
Yeah, we went everywhere. We had a very eccentric show tonight. Once again, thank you for listening, all the guests that came into the chat room that tuned in tonight. Once again, knock our number to your phone, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. We'll be back here again on Thursday. Yay, Thursday!
Yay!
And we haven't decided on a topic yet, or have we, Crush?
December 1st. So we have not decided on a topic, but if you want to, if you have a topic suggestion, you can go ahead and send us an email at fanradio@gmail.com. Also, we have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/artsradio. And you hit a Black Reporter page, facebook.com/LKReporter. What else? The website is fanradio.com.
Like my page.
Good for you. Stop begging.
Okay, and Britt, you got a show. When's your show coming on, Britt?
My show will be on tomorrow at 8 p.m. Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkShoe. And our topic for tomorrow is Internet Dating for Dummies. We're going to be talking about everything from soup to nuts, dealing with the Internet websites. We're going to endorse a couple. We're going to slam a couple. We're going to hear some do's and don'ts for internet dating. And we're going to have some horror stories, of course, some good stories, success stories, everything about internet dating you want to know. And we're also going to talk about the top 5 booty call, get your groove on type sites, if that's what you're into. We're just going to talk about the different websites that's out here for dating. So you can tune in to TalkShoe.com. Or you can just go friend and like Curvy Love Talk Radio on Facebook, and we'll lead you straight to where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give a little shout-out to my ex-radio host, Skylar Forster. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Skylar.
Oh, guess who I talked to the other day, Brick? Your former co-host.
Damian. He's doing good. He's doing good. Okay, the phone number is 724-444-7444. A lot of fours. And you put in the code 92447, and that'll lead you straight to us. That's our room. Room 92447.
Okay. That's a problem. Hey. So we'll be back here Thursday, folks, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Once again, shout out to Renee, Blessed Child, Lady C, John, and everybody that showed love to us tonight, Lady Slugger, and all the guests that came through, popped in. Also, child to my baby daddy, Chevy baby.
That's going to be a hell of a conversation later on.
Shout out to Chevy baby. No, what happened was I was at the corner store, well, I was at the chicken spot, and I was ordering something,
And I was like, I have a craving like I'm pregnant. And I have a craving like I'm pregnant. And, you know, the conversation just came up, and she was the last person. So, like, yeah, I said I'm going to have Chevy Baby's baby. And, you know, it just went back and forth like that. But, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Power
in the tongue.
Anyway.
Power in the tongue.
He's
speaking into existence, you know.
Okay, can I? Oh no, I was gonna use it.
You sound right. So uncomfortable. Okay.
I gotta read something. Don't you love when a guy asks you for your number, gives you his business card, and wants you to call him? Yeah, it's cool. He makes a point to ask if you have a man. Tells you he's not married, no kids, etc. Until you see his Facebook page linked on a card and look him up and find his wife instead. Dudes, just because you shut down your Facebook page doesn't mean your wife does. Something to see him, his wife, all their family pictures, where she works at, and her status updates about her and her husband. If I was Genie, I would have burst the imaginary bubble right there. But instead, I will see if he calls me. I mean, everyone has a moment of weakness. If he calls, all bets are off. Interesting.
And where does that come from?
Oh, that's a Facebooker. Just going to leave it at that. But we've all
that's
been
somebody
in that
on Facebook?
Right, that was somebody on Facebook, and we've all been in that situation. We're going to get ready to say that. We're going to talk about Facebook love on Thursday. Facebook love.
What time did y'all come on?
9 p.m.
I got to be at the top of the hour.
9 p.m.
I got to be at the top of the hour. I got to set my damn alarm.
We're going to talk about Facebook love. I've even been on situations where I've seen this guy dated, even, you know, had relations with this guy, and he doesn't call, but his Facebook page is updated. Okay, understandable. And then you get that message that says in a relationship. Like, dude, it was just in my bed.
You know what?
Like,
black reporter, I can take a sample of my show and send it to Crush so she can air it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? For the Facebook status? Oh, I don't think Black Reporter heard that part, but yeah, that was my show, remember? Facebook shit. Fucking my man.
We would like to go into that, but that's for another time.
We're going down memory lane. We're going to figure this out. I said we're going down memory lane because my Facebook page, I've had dudes come up to me and tell me they just want to be my pussy and be my friend. Like, really?
Rick, would you mind saying good evening to the folks?
Okay, what? Have you done that long thing you do?
No. You say good evening. I'll do that.
Good evening.
Okay. What time there was has ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can call for anything. Yeah, we didn't play you want to hear. We didn't play nothing, so you couldn't have missed it. A hunt your face, put a big smile. We will see you on Thursday. And until we meet again, you are in, and we are outie.
Oh, bye, everyone.
Good night, all.
Good night.